At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, check this out. By the time you hear this, we have officially hit the second quarter of 2025.
Dang, is it Q2 already?
Yeah, child, it's April.
I forget. I forget.
It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Miss Parker, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. Life is life.
Some bitch be rolling, don't
it? Yeah, life is life.
But, you know, hey.
But that just means you're living.
Thanks, you motherfucker. We're going to keep talking about that dance, but hey, appreciate y'all tuning in for another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on the Watch for Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast for small business owners. I had to make sure I put that new extra on the end of it now. But hey, like I said, we appreciate y'all. And always, you come by www.watchforthehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. So right now, we are going to jump into today's topic. And today's topic is going to talk about, we just now, by the time you hear this, we've cleared quarter one.
Yeah,
yeah. Q1 for 2025.
Yeah.
Small business owners are feeling the pain.
Yeah.
They got some angst.
Yeah. Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Yeah, because it's fucked up, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot.
Eggs is $27,000 a egg.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. Big Pharma gonna get mad because ain't nobody eating no eggs, which means ain't nobody having no cholesterol issues, which means ain't nobody on no statins or statin usage has been decreased, right?
What my wife just told y'all was motherfuckers had to check their diet.
Yeah.
And had to check the way they eat because inflation done a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Inflation got people healthier.
Hey, listen, a lot of folks don't understand. You can't get what you cannot afford.
You sure right about that? And right now, you can't afford the cost of high cholesterol.
Just some bullshit. Your cholesterol dipping because your pocket's fucked up.
Yeah, which means if statin usage is decreasing, right? That means Big Pharma is seeing probably less of a profit, right, on their drugs, right? Which means probably by Q3, July, you're going to get that notification from your insurance that another maintenance drug of yours is now no longer covered. So they're going to switch you to probably a different brand or an off brand, and it might increase your copay. Just saying, the world I live in.
Oh, listen. Hey,
just saying.
Listen, she deals in Big Pharma world. And
just saying.
All that great gravy. And that's the thing.
They're going to get their money some way.
Yeah. This is how capitalism works. When they close one door, they will find a way to open a fucking window.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just Jesus. No, capitalism works the same way.
Yeah.
Because now the door closed about you eating high-ass eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they got to figure out another way to get their money out of you. So they going to stop covering something to help you. Because there is no money to be made in curing you.
No, we just need maintenance.
We just need to maintain.
Yeah.
People make money off living folks. Yeah. A lot of them folk, they're gone. You got to listen. I got to string you along. Listen, y'all think dating was bad? Wait till you get on some damn help drugs. Help drugs.
A maintenance drug is a help drug. It's true.
I mean, listen, that is not a fact. That's not a bad time.
Yeah.
It's not. They help keep you living.
They do.
But they're not helping you get better.
Well,
it's maintaining.
So they really are supposed to help keep you from getting worse, right?
Yes.
Right? That's your help drug analogy.
Helping you along the way.
Gotcha. So, but listen, let me check this out. What I'll be interested to see is if there will be a decline, right, in statin usage or high cholesterol cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? A decline in it. Does that mean it's going to be an increase in like diabetes or blood pressure,
So,
because you now you're not eating eggs, right? You know, not eating eggs for 2 months isn't gonna, it's in no shape, form, or fashion gonna make you no longer have to, you know, be on a statin, right? Okay, like that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you see the pendulum swing one way, what's the reverse effect the other way?
what Ms. Parker is talking about in her world is that you missing out on eggs is going to help you get healthier.
In one
One way,
aspect, it's
aspects. But
gonna
then
force you.
another aspect, something else going to go bad. That's kind of how it works.
Because of the swing, so like
Yeah.
did you start eating, you know, less eggs, but now you're filling it up with more carbs, which that turn, you
What
know,
is the cheapest thing you can buy?
carbs.
Exactly.
Yeah, carbs. Because eggs is your protein.
Yeah.
So carbs. So are you gonna consume more bread, which now breaks down into sugar, right?
Yes, which flares up your diabetes.
Right. Make the
And
blood
I
sugar.
know y'all sent
Got
that.
the blood sugar.
And I know y'all like, man, they this podcast was talking about health.
I know, right? We went
Yeah.
into the deep end.
But what y'all gotta understand is health is a business.
It
Healthcare is a
is.
business.
The maintenance equates to money.
Healthcare is the biggest business damn near out there. She's
Yep.
talking about Big Pharma. Big Pharma makes billions upon billions of dollars every year just maintaining society.
Yeah.
It's
Society.
society
Society.
because they want you to be social. You know how society works? The way it's moving around, the way it's going places. When people didn't realize, man, the world was easy when we was under the COVID restrictions. No, that's just because y'all didn't like each other,
Right, right,
which now
right.
still a problem you have. But people think, man, life was cheaper when we was under COVID. You know why? Because they were trying to get y'all ass back out the house.
Right.
So they had to give you incentives to get out the house.
Come on.
Now, the incentives is over with. Fast back outside, as some of y'all say. Now you're back outside, big back in. Now the other stuff. Now we are here, we in quarter two, going into quarter two of the 2025, and small business owners are feeling the pinch of the repercussions from what happened in 2024.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
now what happened in 2024? You put a tyrant in office. Talk to me if you say
Orange
anything
tire.
that you got this orange tyrant. This person has let our economy go to shambles because it is not working correctly. You cannot have an economy that is downtrodden, forced to pick up some pieces that you laid down that they didn't want. One of the biggest pieces that we are picking up that they are laying down is inflation.
Right, absolutely.
You cannot have your economy being put down because you don't know what to do to fix it. So now we are at the point we're looking at. We're in month number four. The first 3 months didn't turn out so well.
Right. They've been interesting.
Now we like, shit. Okay. Number four didn't work. Number three did. The first 3 months didn't work.
Right.
What do I do with the fourth month? How do I fix the first three?
Get creator.
Exactly. And you can't go back and take the first three out.
No, you can't.
Now you have to understand, what do I do going forward? Fourth month, fifth month, and sixth month. That's your second quarter.
Plan to strategize.
Now we can fix it. For small business owners, that's not so easy.
No, it's not. And usually that requires resources. A lot of resources that you typically don't have.
You know the main resource they cut on in month one, two, and three? Access to capital.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, I mean, just being able to access it. That
So
is it right there.
if you
They
already
came out the, I'm sorry, I just cut you off.
you
They jumped the gate with that.
ain't where you want.
They jumped the gate. And that started with DEI. I mean, am I misspeaking?
Listen, people think that DEI still is like some form of backhanded help on regular folks. It's actually not.
No, it's not.
The term equity, it's even, we can go past the D. Equity means everybody gets a share.
Yeah.
So even if you want to jump by diversity, some of y'all folks don't even know what diversity means. Diversity ain't about skin color.
No.
Look at the time. It's about who needs help the most.
Right.
It's not just on race. It's about other things. Diversity is about where you live, where you stay, even where you come from.
Where you work.
Where you work.
Literally, where you are. If you, like a lot of us, if you looking at a Teams meeting, right, and everybody got the cameras on, or they have their avatars up there, you see those faces pop mm-hmm. up, whether it's the avatar or the actual person, that's diversity.
I've talked about before being in the right building.
Do you see yourself?
You know what diversity helps you with? Making sure that the people in the room are comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what happens when people are comfortable? They talk.
They do. They feel included.
They come to conclusions.
Yeah, yeah.
They solve fucking problems.
Right.
If everybody look, talk, and act the same, ain't shit gonna get accomplished.
Nope.
Probably for a small few. But the world ain't a small few.
No.
There's over 6 billion people. Which means there are over 6 billion ways of thinking.
It is, absolutely. There are 6 billion alternatives. There are 6 billion options. There are 6 billion scenarios.
Yes. And if you're a Marvel head like me, you actually live in the multiverse of madness. You know what that means? Just because you think like somebody don't mean y'all get along. Mm-hmm. Because when y'all start sitting down talking to each other, you'd be like, this was so crazy.
Yeah, there. And sometimes you just have to, you know, be okay with understanding that there is no actual right or actual wrong.
Business owners, you know what their actual concerns is? How can I stay in fucking business?
And what you really wish, you know, you didn't have to be concerned about was where them dollars at.
Because if you are for profit, which everybody that's in business, most of you are, profit keeps you in business.
It does.
If you ain't making no money, you're not going to stay in business.
No, long. Even, and this is a topic I need to do more research on, even nonprofits have to make, generate, collect in some shape, form, or fashion a dollar.
Oh, you talking about the biggest nonprofit in America, the NCAA?
Yeah, like you got to collect something to make it happen.
How you nonprofit and you charge for tuition? I'm just saying.
I think I'm going to have to like spend some time.
You a 501c3?
Yeah. I'm going to have to spend some time.
And generate billions.
Yeah, but I mean, I know of, you know, a 501c3 that doesn't necessarily generate billions, but in order for it to move, somebody got to pay some fees.
So are
you, a dollar is, you know.
Are you alive because of grants, donations, fundraising?
Yeah.
There are other ways besides just going out here and making money that you can generate funds.
Yeah.
And the hard part is for small businesses, we've already talked about access to capital. Access to capital runs in just more than one way. Than just applying for grants, getting donations, making money. You could also be under a program that funds you.
Yeah.
There are programs that are set up to fund you. The issue is now we're quarter number two, and the programs that were funding people at the end of Q4 2024 are no longer around.
Right. Right.
So where do they now get their funding from?
Yeah.
How do I stay in
businesses? Well, I mean, that's just like with Health and Human Services. They just cut out how many millions in grants?
And
it was like one point. I might be seeing this wrong. I believe. And I'm going to look it up and correct myself. It was like 1.58 million.
And so where do those people who relied on that money, where are they supposed to get those funds from now? You cut off their access to capital.
And those are essentially, that money goes towards state offices. So specifically, ADH, you know, Department of Health within whatever city or town you live in, Department of Health. And they said it was supposed to be cut towards really COVID funding, which, you know,
it's still not over with.
No, it's not. However, COVID funding falls under the branch of epidemiology,
which tracks communicable diseases.
If you start cutting pieces that falls under epidemiology, because a lot of times people are on a grant, right? The majority of the time, they're not on one specific grant.
And grants don't last forever.
They don't. They last for, you know, 5 years, 10 years. But they may be on this grant that's researching cancer in a certain area, right? This yes. branch, this line that was specifically tracking COVID in this county, you know, whatever. You can get that detail. But if you start to remove that, now you start to, each piece you remove impacts person's paycheck, the salary. Yeah. Because yeah. it might be 30% here, 60% there. And if you just remove 60%, now they're only funded at 30% or 40%. So you have to find that 60% somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. So when you start to like remove the COVID grants that fall under epidemiology, are the people that track STIs going to be impacted?
So you start explaining people what STIs are.
Sexually transmitted infections. You know, we don't classify it as sexually transmitted diseases anymore because the majority of them are infections and can be cured with an antibiotic.
I appreciate you saying yes. that. So we are sitting there talking about the business of health now. Everybody has to have money attached to them.
Yes.
Nobody's working for free, folks.
No.
Just because, oh, you got that good state job. The good state job is tied to funding.
It is. It is.
And we are talking about funding has been cut off.
We were just talking about access to resources that start being cut in January. That's yeah. in the private sector, right?
Yeah. State sector been fucked too.
State is public.
Been fucked too.
Yeah. So it's like it's hitting the sector. Private, no pocket, no business, public. And I'm gonna state run offices.
And I'm going to remind you, and I'm going to rewind you back to when the Orange Tyrant was first in office, 2016, first thing the some bitch did was cut CDC. And by 2020, worldwide parasite jumped in the goddamn United States and all over the world.
Jumped.
And put our asses on the fucking nose.
It jumped.
Jumped. Because guess what? It was around 2019.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it didn't get the worldwide attention until 2020. Even somebody could jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it started. It started overseas first, which means it jumped across.
It was mislabeled.
Yeah, but it jumped the whole goddamn ocean.
It did. It flew over with somebody.
Got transported on the ship.
Either way, it traveled.
Yeah. So we're sitting up here telling people we are going into quarter two, but you think happening just to small businesses is happening to the programs. We are feeling the pinch of access and resources being pulled from us.
Yeah.
And what you think won't affect you, boo-boo. They said fuck around and find out.
I mean, like, honestly, if you think that millions being cut from HHS, right, isn't going to affect you.
Well, the human services.
Yes. You're fine because I go acronym city. Mm-hmm. If you think it won't affect you, you have to think about how if they do those cuts, any type of communicable diseases, right, or track, those cuts somehow impacts the workforce that's tracking that. Now who going to tell who when that little Ray Ray out here hot? Right?
You ain't got that pinch kit?
Right. Okay. And it's either antibiotic curable or not.
Right.
So it impacts you. But then you. But listen, also, so you're looking at how it's going to impact the spread of information, right? The flow of information and on how people are informed when it is stunt research, right? Mm-hmm. Also, it could potentially impact the workforce. If they have to start laying people off, right? Mm-hmm. And when you cut millions, it typically equates up. Because you don't work for in kind, right? That's a line item. In kind means we're doing this for free.
That means you're volunteering.
Yeah, you're volunteering. But now those people are going to have to jump in the workforce pool, right? Mm-hmm. Now, there might be an individual that's going to out-qualify you on a job that you're looking at, right? Mm. So it's just a lot. It's like a domino effect. Like, nobody's safe. So this may make you decide to stay at your employment where you're at. You know, you're unhappy. Yes, but it's at least stable. Like, you can say that you don't have to compete because the competition pool is about to get real nasty.
Let's think about this. We are complaining about an economy that's not going well. It's sputtering.
Yeah.
It's not thriving. It's just making its way along. And think if you put 35 or 40,000 people out of work, then they go file unemployment.
Child, bye.
And guess what? The unemployment ain't going to pay you nowhere near what you was making.
No, and they're going to stop when they get ready.
Exactly. So how do people who now are not making money in an economy that was already struggling buy things? Because we are business owners.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also in the workforce. So we see this twofold.
Right.
How does your economy get better as you send people to the unemployment line?
Right.
How does your health system get better if you aren't tracking who's sick?
Right.
Who's not doing well? How does your job get better if you laid off 25 or 3,500 people?
Yeah.
How does the workforce become more ingratiable? It may not be in the right
way. I don't know if that's a word. I'm going to have to Google that one.
How does your workforce accept the downturn of thousands of people getting sent home?
Right.
With nothing to show for
it. And eggs is $50 a carton.
Man, eggs right now, 50 cent a piece. I'm going to tell you, fuck them chickens.
No, go buy a chicken.
Nah. Because if I buy the chicken, I'm just going to cut that bitch up and eat it.
It's cheaper.
I'm not going to get no eggs out of it. But,
oh, gosh.
But Ms. Parker, I appreciate you. Oh, man. As we talk about, and I honestly, I want y'all to understand this episode may be a little bit different. Because we're talking about the business of the health industry and the health of our businesses and small business owners. Yeah. Y'all understand, health is one way, but health is a two-way street. Mm-hmm. We'll catch y'all next time.